Parsha begins with a menorah, with the aura of the menorah, and the parsha ends with the mizbeach haTorah. What's the connection? And the parsha tetzave, the lashon tetzave is the lashon of tzavta. Tzavta means company. Tzavta means connection, company. So the more the kavod over here in the parsha, and that is more the kavod. Oh, I'm zooming in. Oh. The heart is that the same davening in Tyrus, V'lo me'imav modvash, Ilo einot mokod d'shul dvash, Ein adam yochalam, V'lo me'imav bo, Nishal Torah omra, Kichol tzor v'chol dvash. So Chempela, we know what the Torah says. We ask the Kasha, why? V'lo me'imav modvash. Tyrus? Because Tyrus is done. We knew that already. We want to know why. What is the biggest thought of it? And that is that what would have helped to put dvash in? Sweet. Dvash is the sweetest thing that there is. What's sweeter than dvash? V'neshal Torah omra, Kichol tzor v'chol dvash. Tzavta, listening to the Rebbein Shalom, that's sweeter than dvash. Torah is mesukim midvash v'noifes tzufim. Mesukim midvash. In other words, company, mitzvah is menoshim tzavta. Tzavta is company in the Rebbein Shalom. You're looking for sweet things? Looking for sweet things? So don't ask why, then no. Just do it. Listen to the Torah. The same thing you find by the menorah. The Gemara says in Shabbos, Memad likim, mechila oiro tzorech. Do you need the oiro of the menorah? But like, kol aparam shon, alo helchel alo oiro. Gemara in second parak of Shabbos. All 40 years, the Rebbein Shalom was the makor of oil. He needs our menorah, he needs our candles. Same thing, he asked the kasha, it doesn't make any sense. Ela eduzi, shashchina shara b'Yisrael. The shli yisod is, do the mitzvah, you bring down ashra shashchina, you have company with Rebbein Shalom. That's pasha tzatzava. Tzatzava means the lashon of tzavta. Tzavta is a lashon of, a mitzvah should be the sweetest thing, without cheshboinus. Sometimes cheshboinus and understanding the mitzvah, and the mitzvah, kilo, al pisechel, al pisvara, yeshara, making sense, that's master, that's covering over the etzim tainug of the mitzvah. The etzim tainug of the mitzvah is, you're doing it, what brings chiyus to a person is, I'm doing it for the Rebbein Shalom. The paradum is the famous chok. What does it do? It's machaya. It brings somebody became Tomei Tumas mate. He's like a toita, he's a mate. So how can you bring him back to life? Bring back to life the paradumah. Why? Because it's a chok. A chok is you don't understand it. Why do you do it? You do it because the Rebbein Shalom says you do. That's a chok. That's the tainu. That's the chiyus that a person can get from the Torah. Ikka chiyus, ikka tzavsa that a person can get from the Torah is the Rebbein Shalom himself. And that was the whole avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. Amarti v'nasa ratzoini. Amarti, I said, v'nasa ratzoini. And you did my rotzon, says the Rebbein Shalom. In other words, Rebbein Shalom is not asking for cheshbonos over here. Rebbein Shalom says, Amarti, I said you should do it. I'm a nasa ratzoini. What's that? That's the Reich Nichoyach. Rebbein Shalom wants connection to us. We want connection to Rebbein Shalom. And that's Parshat Tetzaveh. Parshat Tetzaveh is just tzavta. Just do the mitzvah. He without understanding. A person sometimes gets fooled. He looks for things that bring him inspiration, brings him tainug. About it's good. A person has to realize that even every little chelik of Avodas Hashem is mamish sweeter than honey. A person does it by his batlus. And then it's mamish that he's getting tops, he's getting company with a bunch of them, and then that's the sweetest thing. And that's the hachana for simcha, for Purim. The Mishnechas Adam, Marvim and Simcha. The Ike Indian of the simcha of Purim is, I'm happy, but Abdullah Yada. I don't know cheshbonos, I don't understand, I don't know anything. Abdullah Yada. I've got no idea, I've got nothing. All I know is that the Rebbein Shalom, this is what you want, and that gives the person simcha, and that's much sweeter than honey, than dvash, and that's why the Torah Omer, Kichol Tzor V'chol Dvash, Lo Yisaktir Yemein Eish El Hashem. The Torah says, do it or don't do it, then that's the sweetest thing in the world.